Libby Purvis, Yachting Monthly, November 2011 podcast. As a teenager, my first sailing was in Roaring Water Bay, West Cork, on a gallant little boat captained by the late Dr. Kit Pearson. A larger-than-life figure he was, a very much beloved GP and something of an eccentric with a beguiling stammer and recklessly hospitable philosophy of skipperhood. My brother and I once got a ride back from Cape Clear Island with five of his family aboard, plus his two whippets, Gert and Daisy. And one of Kit's favourite sayings came back with force this summer. He used to say, in moments of unease as the wind freshened or veered ahead, "Don't worry, we're amateurs, but the boat's a professional." And so she was, a decent long keel, traditional little clinker cruiser with nice manners. Southerly was good-tempered, heavy for her size, with none of that flat-bottomed, showy, plasticky slamming and yawing that you get with a trendier and faster boat. That sort of caper would have distressed the whippets no end. But Kit's line stayed with me and recurred many times in the years since. I remember it when the wind vane takes us neatly downwind, goose-winged in big waves, skillfully negotiating them better than any human helmsman. Or when a heavy keel boat twists elegantly through a nasty sea, lifting her stern politely and holding steady. Or when she's begun to move forward in an apparent calm, detecting ghostly winds with the light edge of a jib, before we even feel them on our deck. The boat is the professional, of course she is. Sailing is her métier, her provocation. It's all that she does, even if she doesn't do it every day of her life, but rests patiently on a mooring. Unlike her flailing, soft-fleshed, worried, slightly nauseous human controllers, the boat is designed for the sea. She is not distracted by everyday life, day jobs, dodgy relationships, the 6 o'clock news, budgetary misgivings, or existential self-doubt. She just purports to progress safely and with dignity through her proper element. She is a pro. So you give her what she should have in the way of maintenance and point her in reasonable directions, and she will remember and use her long inheritance of line and rig design. The wisdom fed into her pedigree long before we were born. There are, I suppose, cases where the boat really is less professional than the crew. A strong, experienced delivery crew of super ocean yacht masters might take on a badly designed or dodgily maintained yacht for a delivery and coax a safe and timely passage out of her, with ingenuity, courage and a lot of pumping. But face it, it's not normally like that, is it? It's more often a matter of us, the bleeding amateurs, being shown up by brilliantly designed bits of floating kit. It's us who are likely to do the wrong thing, failing to give the poor boat a proper chance. Once in the old Contessa 26, wallowing downwind in light airs off Scilly at the end of a long, tiring passage, on watch alone, I was getting infuriated by the flapping of the Genoa and the banging of the boom in a big sloppy sea. Suddenly a light bulb lit up in my head. This is a great boat. It must have been designed to sail properly in any conditions. It must have. Designers are not fools. There has to be a way. There is wind, even if an annoyingly light one. No boat could be designed to go bang, bang, flap, flop like this for bloody hours on end. So I galvanised myself to rig a fierce preventer on the boom, take the Genoa off, put up the number one jib instead, even in a force one, and pole it out to windward. And once I did all these things, the boat steadied with a sigh of relief, fell into a nice slot and began to forge forward at 3 knots. She was a professional. She knew what to do, given half a chance. I had been abusing and underusing her. Disgraceful. Maybe that's the answer. Ask the boat what she wants in a spirit of humble, silent observation. Another reef, ma'am? Main sheet out a bit? Different headsail? Full Genoa but reefed main? Full main reefed headsail? 2 headsails asymmetric, 1 loose-footed? Or perhaps when fitting out some more radical change, bit less weight astern, different mizzen staysail or topsail or water sail or cruising chute or parasail, perhaps just a damn good scrub at those barnacles, a feathering prop, a larger size of wind vane. The boat does know best, but she can't talk. You have to guess in concentrated silence and listen to her creaks and shivers with all the attention you would give to any veteran professional.